On Saturday, President-elect Barack Obama's transition team unveiled a 14-page report claiming his economic stimulus plan will create 3 to 4 million jobs by the end of next year. Dr. Ravi Batra is an economic professor at Southern Methodist University in Dallas and somewhat of a prophet in his analysis of the financial crisis. In 2005, Batra wrote the book Greenspan's Fraud and followed up in 2006 with The New Golden Age, where he predicted that economic chaos would begin in 2007 with a housing meltdown, followed by a banking crisis and share price declines in 2008 and 2009. He's now predicting that the crisis will last until 2010 and possibly longer. WMNF spoke with Dr. Batra about his thoughts about the Obama stimulus plan, or what has been reported about it, as of the middle of last week.
I don't think this is a good program because it's not addressing the root cause of the problem. The root cause is that productivity has been rising at a very fast pace, but wages have not. Now, why that is the problem is this. This is the reason. Productivity is the main source of supply, that is, of production, and wages are the main source of demand. So if productivity keeps rising and wages don't, then supply is ahead of demand and there is overproduction in the economy. Overproduction means there are layoffs. See, that's why many auto workers are being laid off, because cars are not selling. There's overproduction in the auto industry. Similarly, in the housing sector, there are so many layoffs. Why? Because houses are not selling. Why they aren't selling? Well, people have blamed the credit crunch or the banks are not lending. But the main reason is that people just don't have buying power. Their wages have not kept up with rising prices. So the real wage, the purchasing power of wages has been falling. That means they can't buy homes or cars or other things that they need to buy to perk up this economy. So President-elect Obama is doing the same thing that the government has been doing for the past 30 years. Supply has been ahead of demand, and to make up for that shortfall, they have been creating debt, either the government debt or the private debt, consumer debt. So by now, you cannot create any more debt. You can create more debt, but it won't have much effect because the consumer demand is falling. So
right.
The solution, therefore, is not to raise more debt in the economy. That's what President-elect Obama plans to do, just like George Bush. The solution is to follow policies that will raise wages in the economy.
We're speaking with Dr. Ravi Batra. He's from Southern Methodist University, and he's the author of the book, The New Golden Age, A Revolution Against Political Corruption and Economic Chaos. And speaking again with what we've heard so far about the stimulus plan included in that, which has been irking some progressive economists, is the fact that there may be as much as $300 million in tax relief in the program as well. Now, certainly, President-elect Obama during the campaign did run hard on the idea of giving a middle-class tax cut to 95% of people who made less than $250,000 a year, yet there's been some concern about seeing so much of that put in this big plan. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, whether it's tax cut or whether it's increase in government spending, that is not that's immaterial, although I would prefer more government spending than tax cuts, because when you cut taxes, the people may or may not spend that tax cut because they are in so much debt already. And the government spending is money spent in the economy, so that is better. But in either case, the deficit will rise sharply. It's already very high, and it will rise sharply, and I think that will raise interest rates. So any positive impact from increased government deficit will be neutralized by rising interest rates.
Thomas Frank in the Wall Street Journal wrote today that this is supposed to be the time for bold ideas on the left, with the failures of the free market consensus becoming more glaring and more painful by the day. But he sees, in some of what he's heard so far of what Obama's coming up with, as a bit of a retrenchment for that. What are your comments on that?
Well, he's right. There are no bold ideas from the left, except from increased government spending and so on. I would say the government needs to raise the minimum wage sharply. And the minimum wage is such an important thing to the economy. But by the way, people have called me many times and say, why are your forecasts coming out to be right on dot? Why are they true? I mean, I made at least 10 different forecasts around 2006, and one of the forecasts was that there is going to be tremendous economic chaos in the very near future, and it's going to go on until we address the supply-demand situation. So my theory, there must be something right with my theory, and my theory is that when productivity goes up, the minimum wage should rise in the same proportion to productivity, so the rest of the wages also go up proportionately. This way, you maintain the supply-demand balance. And as a historical example, the minimum wage in 1969 was $10 per hour in terms of today's prices. So it was $10 an hour, and at that year, the unemployment rate was 3.5%. That was the unemployment rate at that time, among the lowest in U.S. history. And I selected 1969 as the benchmark year because that was the year when the minimum wage was the highest in terms of today's prices, and the unemployment rate was also among the lowest in U.S. history. So high minimum wages create more demand and therefore more jobs, more high-quality jobs in the economy. Of course, the wage cannot be so high that it is higher than even productivity, but since productivity has been rising very sharply for the past 30 years, wages have a long way to catch up. So we should start raising the minimum wage now to about $1 an hour every year until it reaches $10 an hour the way it was in 1969. I think that will create a lot more jobs than the increase in government spending or tax cuts. It's also human nature that when your salary goes up, you feel like spending more. When taxes fall, you normally don't spend that much more, you know. But the biggest jump in spending comes when your own salary goes up.